Hi, I'm Coach Corey Wayne, and this is my video coaching newsletter. And the topic of today's newsletter is going to be, I became a dream girl's priority. Well, I've got a really good success story. And this is from a guy, he's been following me for about 5 years now. And what I like about it is you see that great success is not the kind of thing that happens overnight. My work, the things I teach in 3% Man, as well as mastering yourself, especially mastering yourself, you see, things take a long time. You gotta think in terms of a decade or more, especially when you're undertaking major goals and major challenges in life. If you're completely reinventing yourself in your life, it's not something that's gonna be over in a few days or a few weeks or a few months or even a few years. It's a lifelong commitment to excellence and reaching your full potential. Finding a way to utilize your mindset, the story that you tell yourself on a daily basis to get up and go do those little things that you know you need to do before you go to bed each night, because it's your actions that determine where you're going to end up 5, 10, 15, 20 years from now. Things don't just happen by accident. You look at somebody like whether it's Zuckerberg or Jeff Bezos or Elon Musk or any of the most successful people that have become billionaires or people that we look at as people that have kind of having made it financially, if you will, their efforts are not something that just happened in a few weeks and then all of a sudden they were billionaires. These things take years and a decade or more. And having a great life, a great social life, a great professional life, a great business, a great career, whatever it happens to be, whatever it is that you want to create for yourself in your own little part of the world is something that's going to take time. Because you have to get experience, just like the things that are in 3% Man. You have to get experience, whether it's asking girls out, calling them or texting them, trying to set up a date, and then going out on dates. And then when you're on the dates, progressing them successfully to having a nice successful seduction in the bedroom. You get better. And it's by interacting with other people, you learn what you like and what you don't like. And you'll see in this guy's email, he went through a lot of that. He got really good at having a lot of really beautiful women in his life. But the problem was most of them just had no goals, no ambitions. And when he would ask them questions like, what do you want out of life? They had no answer. And that's the reality. It's like if you're going to have somebody in your inner circle, whether it's your girlfriend, your significant other, your wife, or just different kind of women that you're dating, this also includes your friends and the people that you spend your time with socially. If you surround yourself with losers and people that have no goals, no ambition, and they're going nowhere in life, and yet you're a high-achieving person, has lots of goals and dreams, and they're mediocre, average people, whether they realize it or not, and whether you realize it or not, they're going to get in the way. They're going to sandbag your success, and they can't help that. Because the things that you're going to do, whether it's, oh, I got to go run to the gym, or I got to go do this meeting, they're going to be like, oh, I'll do it tomorrow. Do it next week. There's always next weekend. Let's have a good time right now. And they want instant gratification. And if you're trying to reach your full potential and get beyond where you started out, you're going to have to be surrounded with people that have the same goals and the same values and have similar dreams so you can encourage each other. Because you're going to have rough days. You're going to have difficult days. You're going to have unexpected challenges just come your way. Like this morning when I sat down, I was going through my emails. When I see an email that I like, I'll usually put a flag next to it. Well, the company, I'm not going to mention the company because I'm not too happy with them right now, that handles my emails decided to upgrade and migrate their system. And like literally I'm looking through these emails and it's just my email just went boop and all of them just everything just disappeared. And then I go log in the interface online because I have an online interface to use and I couldn't get in. It's trying to make me go and download this other software and it's obviously infuriating. And so the first thing that happens that pops in my mind is like, I'm not gonna be able to get my video news out. I can't get my damn emails. So I don't have an email to answer. And then it just wasted like a half hour of my time. But I finally figured out and found a back way to get access to what I had before. And I'm able to do this newsletter today. But that's what happens. Life throws curveballs at you when you least expect it. You turn your computer on in the morning and it's dead. Or you got no internet. Or your car doesn't start. Things, or somebody close to you dies unexpectedly. Like one of my friends who you're gonna meet, we got a podcast that we filmed a few weeks ago. He went to work one day and his fucking wife died, like just like that, had a brain aneurysm. He's got a son, teenage son at the time, and it's like, oh, by the way, your wife just died. And she was somebody that was always focused on health and eating right and taking care of herself. She didn't drink, didn't smoke, didn't do nothing. She just woke up one day and goes to work, just seen his wife, and never saw her again. I mean, never saw her again live, obviously. But she died of a brain aneurysm. It's like, that's what happens. Life just throws crap at you, and it's like, you got to be able to adapt. And so if you got people in your inner circle, your inner camp, if you will, that don't have the same goals and values and don't have the same ambition that you do, they're going to hold you back from reaching your full potential. And like I said, this guy's a high achiever. And obviously, if you're watching this video, you're a high achiever as well. Because I don't have, for the most part, mediocre people don't watch me. And that's fine. And what you'll see that this guy did, he had lots of choice, had lots of options with women. But it's like none of them had any goals or any ambition. And then obviously he eventually found one that did, which was shocking and surprising to him when it happened. But that's why you just keep grinding away. You never know when the right opportunity is going to present itself or the right person is going to come into your life at the most unexpected time in the most unexpected way. That's why you got to know what you want, why you want it, and you got to keep charging ahead to make it happen. As long as you got breath in your lungs, you got time to make your life the way you want it. So with that said, I got a quote, and then we'll go right into this guy's email. And the quote says, top-tier men typically date top-tier women. High-achieving men want women who can also relate to the life, lifestyle, and challenges of being a high achiever in a world that is comprised of mostly average, low-achieving people. They want more than just another pretty face. They want a woman who has her own goals and dreams, and is looking for a teammate who knows what he wants, why he wants it, and is relentlessly trying to make that happen. Together, they can accomplish amazing things and to nurture, love, support, and encourage each other to reach their full potential together. You're either savage or you're average. I got several friends who've been with their wives for several years now, some of them several decades. And the thing that's interesting is these are all top tier, high achieving guys, and their women came from top tier families. They had parents that were ambitious, they had goals, they were a good team, and they were totally aligned to accomplish things together. Several of them, their wives have their own businesses that they run successfully, in addition to juggling kids and a family, and a lot of them work from home and work from home together. And you could, it's like I've used this example a lot. You look at Tom Brady, it's like, why didn't Tom Brady just marry some average girl who didn't really have any goals or ambitions? Why did he marry one of the most successful, beautiful supermodels in the world? Because they could relate to one another. She could understand the problems and challenges that he had in life, and vice versa. And because she's a high achieving woman, when he has one of those days where they lost a game or he's not feeling so great about himself, she's going to have a positive, encouraging word because she can relate to that because she has down days or bad days or days that things don't go well and vice versa. When something doesn't go her way, he can be there because he's also a champion in his life just like she is in hers. So with that said, let me get back to, I don't think I even finished reading this quote here. So let me read it again. I know I might have gone over it again. I kind of lost my train of thought there. Top-tier men typically date top-tier women. High-achieving men want women who can also relate to the life, lifestyle, and challenges of being a high achiever in a world that is comprised of mostly average, low-achieving people. They want more than just another pretty face. They want a woman who has her own goals and dreams and is looking for a teammate who knows what he wants, why he wants it, and is relentlessly trying to make it happen. Together, they can accomplish amazing things to nurture, love, support, and encourage each other to reach their full potential together. You're either savage or you're average. I think I read most of that. But hopefully you enjoyed me reading it twice, or mostly twice. So let's go through the email. He says, "Hello, Coach. I wanted to share a success story of mine, and I hope it will show people how your work can help them win the girl they dream about, and not only that, but become her priority in life. I found your work about 5 years ago when my relationship was going south. I managed to get it back at that point with your video material and book, but it was just too late to salvage it. I got my life back after that breakup, and after every relationship, I learned a thing or two, fixed my mistakes, and became a better version of myself every time. In the last 6 months, I really wanted to make my life as best as I possibly could. I cut all the toxic people from my life. I devoted more time to my business and became extremely picky with women. At that point, it was so full of women who are living meaningless lives and whose best quality is their looks, women who have no ambition or drive and just live for today and have no plans for their future. Now, you know what? There's a lot of guys in society that would be totally happy with that. But a high-achieving guy is going to be looking for a high-achieving woman who knows what she wants. Maybe she just wants to be a great mom. In other words, she has a clear vision of what she wants to experience 5, 10, 15, 20 years from now. No matter how good a woman looked, I would call her out immediately after meeting her with a straight-out question, which I think is a great question to pre-qualify with. What do you expect from life? Or you can use, what do you want out of life? Where do you see yourself 5, 10, 15, 20 years from now? It's amazing saying that to people. Just average. I say that. I ask these kinds of questions all the time. You see people, they start squirming. Oh, I don't know. I'm still trying to figure it out. He says, you would be surprised how many women were caught off guard with that. Not really. They would be like, I don't know yet. I'm still kind of looking for something. Tony Robbins has this, it was personal power. He said, the road to someday leads to a town of nowhere. Well, it's too early to make any plans now. Next thing you know, 10 years have gone by and they completely wasted the decade. And at that point, I would just say, oh, it's okay. But the interest drop could probably be seen on my face, and then the dynamics would completely change. I know exactly what you're talking about, dude, and that's happened to me like probably thousands of times in my life. It's like, because you start talking to somebody, you're like, wow, she's hot, and you find out what she's all about, and you ask her a question like that, and she's just like, oh, I don't know, I'm just trying to live it day by day. This job's cool for now. That's like... And when you hear something like that, for a guy like me who's like this is a new experience for this guy, but it's like I've been experiencing this for a lot of years. And it's hard to remain interested when a girl has no goals, no ambitions, no dreams, or just can't talk about them or doesn't articulate it or doesn't want to talk about it. I want somebody that's excited, whether it's friends or a woman to date, that somebody that's got some goals and some vision, and they know what they want out of life. Not somebody that's just drifting along like a fucking tumbleweed. They would do absolutely anything to win me since they realize that I am higher value than them. It's true. Because they can see you're not that into it anymore. And they're not going to be able to skate by with just their looks, which they can get away with most average guys they encounter. They would literally offer themselves on a plate, but at that point I was no longer interested. Dude, I totally feel you on that. I've had that experience too many times. It's a sad thing if you think about it. It's like most people just drift through life. They don't really have any goals or ambition, and they're not really applying themselves on a daily, consistent basis trying to get way beyond where they're currently at. They're just trying to get through the work week and get to the weekend so they can pound some beers, have some junk food, watch some TV, space out, sleep on the couch, or whatever it happens to be. And it was going like that until I met a girl who answered my question with real plans and goals for life. Yeah, because at that point, it happens so much. You're just expecting, oh, yeah, here it comes. Oh, I don't know. And then she shocks you. I was absolutely stunned that a woman that hot was actually working for herself and having high goals and ambitions. I think it's pretty hot. An attractive woman who has goals and ambitions. Maybe she owns her own business. Has a career, is doing things that are fun, And her girlfriends tend to be high achieving as well. Following the principles from your book and videos, it was easy to get her to fall in love with me. She is so strict, and people at her work fear her, but when she's around me, she acts like a little girl, hugs me, and touches me all the time, nonstop. Yeah, because you're totally in your masculine energy, and therefore, she feels safe and comfortable enough to turn into a playful little girl, even though she's able to put on that masculine armor at work and kick ass. And so that's a compliment to you that you're showing up in your masculine energy the way it's supposed to be. And she naturally shows up in her feminine energy. She reschedules all her plans if she needs to adjust to meet me, and she plans her following week with me as a priority. She's totally submissive to him. And all I do is be nice to her and give her love and affection when we are together. And when we are not, I just give her the time and space to live her own life and reach out to me when she wants to see me again. And regularly, I hear things from her like, "You are so different from all the other guys. I literally feel like I am totally free, but I only want to be around you all the time." That's the interesting thing. Sometimes I see people getting butthurt when I talk about or I relay the Thich Nhat Hanh quote of, "You must learn love in such a way that the person you love feels free to come and go." People are like, "Oh, that's not true." They get mad and they get butthurt. It's like, you give a woman the freedom to come and go, to stay with you or to choose somebody else or whatever. It's like they become like a sucker fish. They are always attached to you. They always want to be around you. They always want to have their hands on you because you make them you feel so free to be themselves that who else would they rather be themselves around other than you? So basically, this is the story, Coach. I am living every man's dream at the moment. I have a girl that is absolutely my type, head over heels in love with me, and it feels great. I just want to tell all the guys that follow your work that they need to work on themselves and have high standards for women. Show them that their looks is not enough to win you over and that they have to bring much more to the table. Totally agree. You are 100% spot on. You got to have somebody that is more than just a pretty face. Because at the end of the day, the looks are going to fade the older you get. And you want to have somebody that you respect, that you admire, that you mutually admire each other. Somebody that's so awesome that you just feel compelled to be an even better man just because she's such an amazing woman. She deserves it. She deserves your awesomeness and your best self. So if you're having a problem, oh, and by the way, welcome to the 3% Club, brother. It's expanding every day, and you can get these at teespring.com, the Coach Corey Wayne store. So if you have a problem or a challenge in your personal or professional life and you'd like to get my help, go to understandrelationships.com, click the products tab at the top of your screen, and book a coaching session with yours truly. Until next time, I will talk to you soon.